September marks the six-month anniversary of one of the worst natural disasters to hit Washington State. The Oso landslide claimed the lives of 43 people and changed a community forever. We're bringing you stories of some of the survivors. Our series, Voices of the Oso Landslide, is a collaboration between KUOW and KCTS 9. Today, KUOW's Carolyn Adolph brings us the story of Robin Youngblood. Youngblood cherished the nature all around her home in Oso Steelhead Haven. She and a visiting friend were talking about a deer they had just seen when the mudslide hit. After the disaster, Youngblood left the Oso area, but something called her back. Now she lives a stone's throw from Highway 530, a few miles east of the slide.
I'm Robin Youngblood, and I'm a survivor. As far as I know, they clocked us at 190 miles an hour. We went a quarter of a mile. As far as I know, I was underwater and mud for about 3 minutes. I can't breathe that long or hold my breath that long. Yeah? As far as I'm concerned, I died. The conclusion that I finally came to is that what drew me up out of the mud in the correct direction was that I had to, even though my eyes were closed, there had to be some sense of light coming in and pulling me up. So I feel like I was reborn. Squire Creek has always been one of my favorite places. This park is full of old growth cedar and fir, and the creek here, Squire Creek, has lots of salmon in it, and it's just beautiful. This is exactly the way the land here looked before, quote-unquote, civilization. Until the mudslide, it was paradise. We had three pairs of nesting eagles right along the river there. They're gone. I need nature. I went to Marysville because that's the only place where my kids and I could find a house. Beautiful house. But there weren't any eagles. There wasn't any water. There were no deer. A couple of squirrels. I couldn't feel at home there. I came back here mostly, well, for two reasons. One, because my great-grandmother's buried up in Darrington. And the other, because this is what I could afford. Let's see, I did buy a few things. I bought most of the kitchen stuff because we didn't have any of that. Most of the furniture in this room, given to us. I paid $9.99 at Goodwill for that couch. And I did buy the piano because I couldn't live without a piano. I love being in the area, and it's nowhere near what I had before. And I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to recover to the point where I'm going to have what I had before. This picture has become more famous than me probably at this point. It floated up between us while we were waiting for the helicopters to come. It's called Wolf Vision. And it's a painting of a Cherokee night warrior. The blue is the night sky. He's seeing through it, yeah. And when that came up between us, I knew that we'd be all right. And I knew that I had to do something to try to keep humanity from living the way that we have been. To bring us more to a state of right relationship with everything else.
That was Oso survivor Robin Youngblood. She spoke to KUOW's Carolyn Adolph. Our series, Voices of the Oso Landslide, is a collaboration between KUOW and KCTS 9. You can hear and see all of the personal stories from the series at our website, kuow.org.